Greetings, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Select Board Rewind. I'm Leon Goman, and I'm the town manager for the town of Weston, and I'm here to talk to you about what happened at the Select Board meeting on June 9th, 2026. We started with a really wonderful presentation of the town seal being a very nice wall-mounted item that goes behind the Select Board for the Select Board meetings. And when you watch the video on Weston Media, you will see that the town seal now sits behind the chairman's head at the Select Board meeting. And we want to thank our friends at the Art and Innovation Center who helped make that happen. I want to thank Eliza and Cecily, who represented the Art and Innovation Center at the Select Board meeting, and for Abby, who did all of the work to create this, what I consider to be a masterpiece, a work of art. And I just want to thank the Art and Innovation Center and Abby for all the work that they did to present to the Select Board and to the town, just a wonderful piece. We then began with resident comments, and we ended up doing the appointment of vacancies for the trustees of the Merriam Fund. And we ended up appointing two people to serve on the Merriam Fund, Emily Baker and Keith Hart. And we thank Emily and Keith, but also Mary Shaw and Chris Palmer, who had been serving in these roles. We thank them for their service to the town of Weston. We then began a long conversation. It was the bulk of the meeting, talking about road and traffic and infrastructure issues. As you all may know, the Select Board are the road commissioners for the town of Weston. And as such, any changes in the signage or enforceability of regulations on the town's roads must be approved by the Select Board in advance. So they did consider a number of recommendations from the Traffic and Sidewalk Committee for things like bicycle signs and stop signs and the like. We then began a conversation about what projects the Traffic and Sidewalk Committee is currently working on. And then there was a larger conversation about roadside cameras, whether they are for police enforcement, like a license plate reader, or in the case of the DPW projects, more for traffic studies, counting how many vehicles are using an intersection, how many bicyclists, how many walkers. And the Select Board was agreeable to a pilot program on the intersection counting readers that the DPW has been considering at this time. Then they met with a group of residents led by a member of the Sustainability Committee to discuss a proposal to reduce landscaping noise within the town. Particularly, we're talking about leaf blowers, although it may not be limited to just that. There is a group in town seeking to find ways to reduce the noise of these devices, and there is a consideration of bringing something forward, maybe a bylaw change, to the town meeting in the fall. So more information to come on that issue. They did vote to finalize the list of projects and priorities for 2026 to 2027. Those will be posted to the town's website and probably sent out as part of a social media campaign over the next few weeks. So be on the lookout to see what things the Board of Select have chosen to work on for the upcoming year. They did spend a little bit more time talking about amending the town manager's review evaluation form, and they're going to continue talking about that at their next meeting. And then they dealt with consent agenda items at the end of the meeting. And those were the items that were discussed at the June 9th, 2026 Select Board meeting. And until next time, we will see you for the next Select Board Rewind. Thank you.